And on the road we are, because I am a bum, I am an idiot, and I am late. This is your replacement DJ speaking, Kaitetsu, and I'm here with ever so patient Kuno Usagi. And Tamano Sato.
Hello, hello.
Well, hey guys, how you doing? Sumo, am I right?
It's all good. It's all good.
You're not late. You arrived exactly when you meant to.
Yes, it's been said being politely late, I guess, being richly late, rich people, they got late to places just because they can. So we have our Shin Juryo, our new Juryos for Aki. Anybody surprised?
Yeah. Not really. I'm happy that they promoted, so many guys. But it's all good. That's what we talked the episode before.
I mean, we were speculating what was going to happen, right?
Yeah, and we speculated right.
We did. mathematically, they didn't have much to do with how Juryo went and with how Makushita went. They just had basically no option. We have, for those unaware, I don't know if Kudo, if you're into it, but we've gotten the triple promotion for Takasago. We've got Asanoyama coming back. He's the first one to a top division wrestler to fall down to Sandame twice and to go back up twice. Alongside him, we have Asakoryu's younger brother, Ishizaki, who is now the Morning Jade Dragon or the Morning Green Dragon. Asasuiryu is going to be his name. Alongside the Mongolian of his stable, which is Asa Hakuryu. Am I forgetting anybody else? I feel like I am.
From that stable, no. You got all three.
All three. And another Mongolian, Kyoko Kayu from Oshima. Yep. The new face of the new Oshima stable, Kyoko Tenho's pupil. So it's going to be very interesting. He debuted with Onokatsu, but Onokatsu was Makushita Tsukadashi, and he was simply down in Junokuchi from the start. Yeah, and, so it's
started 2 years ago, a bit less than 2 years ago. And, it's been looking good. Kind of excited to see what he and Asahakuryu are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my eyes are on those two guys, especially Asakuryu with the pedigree that he flew in to Japan with from Mongolia, namely Oshoryu and Oshoma. You kind of be like, is he gonna be good? Is he gonna, is he gonna cut it?
Because I think he'll have a lot of hunger for the top spots. He wants to. I mean, it must be insane to see two guys of around your age just being at the top, especially at the Nagoya Banzuki. Obviously, Oshoma didn't cut it. Yeah. But, Oshoryu, Yokozuna, Oshoma at Komusubi must be a very strong pull, I feel like, that Asahakuri is going to have. I wouldn't be shocked if he won the Juryo Yushu, but I also wouldn't be shocked if he lost, a lot.
Yeah, the nerves and everything.
Yeah.
But, 26, it's his first time in Juryo. And he started a bit over 2 years ago, so it's been quite a fast rise. But again, 26, he's... In my mind, he has to be this year. He has to finish the year in Makuchi. He wants to be a big name. If he wants to really make it, he has to go through Juryo.
Yeah. Well, but he has his whole Asa squad, right? The whole Asa squad, like of the like he has Asa Koryu to train with. He has obviously Ishizaki and Asano Yama to train with. Even like other guys that never made Juryo so far, like you have in Takasago, you have what Osanai, you have Fukai, you have Asa Koki.
Oh yeah, Asa Shiu, who is also a very good wrestler. You know.
Oh yeah, he was Juryo at one point, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he was.
Asa Gyokusei as well. I just opened SumoDB. Asa Gyokusei as well. I know he's a former. Oh, and obviously Sanoaka, but Sanoaka is in Sandanme right now, so I don't know how well he's doing.
What happened to him?
I think he got injured, and I don't know.
Because yeah, he was good at a moment, and then he just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's just weird.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's and first time ever three Rikishi from the same AR gets promoted to Juryo at the same time. So
it's the first time in 46 years. So not a long time, but not the first time ever. We had according to this thing that I have opened from Nikon Sports. Is the first triple promotion in 46 years because Sadako Atake had in September 1979 Kotonoryu, Kotochitose, and Kototateyama promoting. Same situation, two new Juryo and one returning Juryo.
So is it the Asanoyama going back up twice from Sandanme that is first time?
That's a first one, I believe. That's a first
yeah, okay,
one.
So I mixed those two. Okay, right.
But yeah, no, it's
so many things.
Yeah, in sumo, I joke with my parents. It's always somehow it's always a first for something, you know. In I don't know how many years, it's always a first for something. It's funny.
Yeah, and for a sport that's been around for like 2,000 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
1,500 years, something. You get records broken every
quite
time.
A lot.
And
it's insane.
It's good. Right? Records are meant to be broken.
That's yeah, great. Exactly. And I'm particularly excited for both the New Mongolians because they're both Yotsu wrestlers, and I've been missing some good grappling. I don't know if any of them are very much like Hoshoryu, very much technicians that go for trolls because they're quite big. Both of them, they're quite bulky. But I'm looking forward for some nice, good Yorikiri battles. I think I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, and Kyoku Kaiyu, I'm excited because lately, for the past year or so, I've been missing Makushita. You know, I always try to watch it, but yeah, this year I haven't really been able to, just because I cannot wake up. And so I really am eager to see Kyoku Kaiyu. I don't really know much about him. I know, but well,
yeah,
you know,
very
the
few
guys I know quite a lot. But him is quite the enigma within all of those guys. Mm-hmm. So I don't.
I forgot another guy, Nishinoryu.
Oh, he's cool.
He's cool. Yeah. Another Sakaigawa man. He is cool. He's a hard worker. He's been in the grind for a long time. He's 25.
Not the biggest.
No, I think Shonanomi and Shimanomi has been like more through the grind before they got to Makuchi, but he's been through so many years before getting here, you know?
Yeah. And so, yeah, excited. I don't expect huge things from him, but I definitely see him hang out in Juryo and you know, stick around in Juryo for quite some time, at least.
Yeah.
And I would be more than happy if he makes it to Makuchi, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
He's not like a pixie size, like a Enho or a Midori Fuji, where you're like always wondering if he's gonna go like 0-15, but just on the smaller side, and yeah, can I'm eager to see him because he's quite a pusher thruster, right?
He is. Nishinoryu is, according to the sumo wrestling wiki on fandom, he's a yotsu sumo wrestler.
Okay.
He won mostly by yorikiri, and he's fond of using uchari. So very Wakamoto Haru-coded, I feel like.
Ooh, that's cool. Because a few much I saw of him, he was more like pushing, thrusting.
Well, but, the entire Sakaigawa has that do whatever you need to win kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Like, is Hirado Umi a pusher thruster? He feels almost like one, but he is also like proficient in both, I feel like, you know?
Yeah. Which can be a double-edged sword, because you can be like good at both, but not great at one, and that can make you be lacking, you know, that extra extra step in your moves.
Yeah, I don't know if you, Kuno, you have been watching lots of Makushita over time to see these guys coming up or follow them at all?
I have not.
Oh, I see. So it's going to be... I think I've also been missing a lot of Makushita. Yeah. So I think we all must be quite excited to see how these guys are gonna do, right?
Yeah, yeah. And how they react to the 15 days schedule.
It is interesting. It is interesting.
Yeah, because over the years so far, we have seen, you know, Shonan Naomi, who's been like a Makushita mainstay for actual years, just burst through junior, like three bashos. You know, Kusano in two bashos, and he was not amazing.
Yeah, no, Makushita, he was quite mid in Makushita, might I add. He was very mid in Makushita.
Good, but not great. Nobody thought anything about it. And now he's just crazy good.
It's very interesting.
It's a real big change, and you know, I wonder how they will all react. Obviously, Asanoyama, he knows it. He's the only one that knows what it is.
Yeah, and but it'll be new because now he's been down because of injury rather than demotion. So he's not pristine anymore. He is.
And
now it's a bum knee, you know?
Yeah, he has been piling up those injuries since his comeback.
Yeah.
And it's just sad. It's really
sad. But...
I really like it.
Where is the updated Bansuke, I guess?
The Aki Bansuke, like, it doesn't come out until start of September. They just release the new Juryo right after the basho, because they need time to prepare. They need like fancy new belts. They need the ceremonial aprons. They need certain like to get some items before they can be properly.
They get interviewed.
So like they get new fancy silk belts. They get the fancy aprons and organize a fan club to support them. So they know that early so they can prepare. That's why we don't have the Bansuke, but we have the new Juryo. So some people speculate who's going to be the people demoted for them to take their place.
I mean, that's pretty, like, who? There's Mitoryu, for sure.
Sure.
Because he pulled out.
Nabatame as well.
Nabatame as well. So those two. Shimano Naomi finally falling down. He's been holding on.
Mr. Bansuke
like
himself.
Yeah, for like 2 years, 3 years. Like it feels
Let me look at his sumo DB. He's been, let's see. He was 5-10 at J8 last time. He was 5-10 at J9 a year ago. He was 7-8 at J12 in 2023. He's been
five and ten
J11 in March 2 years ago, and that's like, how do you not go down from that? It's just insane.
And five and ten at Julio 10, two basho after that 5-10 at
that
Julio 11,
true.
He fell to Julio 12. So just crazy luck. Next, this time he falls.
He falls. It's people are now
so
seeing
that...
because he is speculated to be the owner of the very prestigious Izutsu name. For, I don't know if you know Kuno, but Izutsu was the stable, basically, of the Terao family, of his family. His dad was Temo Master. He then passed on to his brother Sakahoko, who was also a Sakiwake, alongside Terao. And basically, Kakuryu originated in that stable as Yokozuna, and then later transferred to Michinoku. So Izutsu later folded because, obviously, the master Sakahoko died. And who knows what Shimanumi is going to do with this stock, you know, because it's a very prestigious name, very long history.
And he's lending it to former Akiseyama.
Yeah, the Blubber Monster.
So the thing is, we will know, quote-unquote, when Shimanumi will retire, when there will be talk from Akiseyama, either if he takes another Kabu, or if he just says, I'm out of the Sumo Association. That will tell us, likely, when Shimanumi plans on retiring, you know, getting his Kabu back and retire. So that's, you know, that's the politics, the inside politics of Sumo.
Yeah.
But yeah, sure to fall down to Makushita. I guess he's going to try to bounce back right away. And if that doesn't work, we might see him, you know.
Yeah, retire. Go. I am surprised of, who is it? Chiyomaru, who's fallen like really down Makushita. He's now like in the middle of the top, so he's like Makushita 16 now. And he just doesn't seem to be really thinking about retiring. I thought the first time he fell down, like a year ago, that he would like immediately call it quits, but no, he hasn't. He's just been hanging there.
I mean, he fell down before that, no? I feel like he fell down and he's been yo-yoing.
In March 2024 for the first time. Immediately came back, fell down for Chubasho, went back again, posted a 1-14, and has now been hanging around the Makushita 10 area for the last 4 Basho.
It feels like he's been doing the yo-yo between divisions for like 2 or 3 years.
It feels like it, but no. It's been not that long.
I mean, it's like also like Shimazumi, who was doing quite well in Makuchi, who's slowly coming back because of all the injuries he's been accumulating. But he's coming back, slowly but surely.
That's
also good news, and I'm eager to see him back. You know, he's not going to be the next Yokozuna, for sure. But, you know,
no.
He's still got that fire in that belly, you know? And
yeah.
5-2.
And he's only, quote-unquote, 29. He's not even in his 30s.
He's not that old.
No, it's crazy. Like he's been in sumo for so long, since 2012, and he just kept at it. He just kept at it. It's insane. I love the guy.
Some of those guys that just started so damn young. Mm-hmm.
A lot of them. I'm like, you're always like, man, I wish all of them could have a time in. At least the Makushita regulars, people, I'm always like, man, I wish Osanai could be in Juryo. I wish Kaiseijo could be in Juryo. I wish Obara. I wish, you know, all these guys just grind so hard and they never made it so far. And it's like, man, I wish they'd do it at least once.
Just like Yoshi. He's been around for like so damn long, even though he's like, 22.
He's 22 right now. Yeah, he had his birthday just 2 days ago. Hey,
congratulations! Oh, happy birthday to Yoshi. You don't listen to us, I guess, but you should.
He's your Yoshi to your Mario. We have Sumo Mario, Tamanosaro, and Sumo Yoshi.
My Yoshi.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I want. I wish everyone could just have like one time, just to be able to say I made it. a bit, you know.
I am just blown away by Nishinoryu. I'm really happy because I watched that Goedo documentary.
Sumodo.
Yeah, Sumodo. And they focused on Goedo and his stable. And just like they interviewed a very annoyed looking Nishinoryu, but they did. And he's just like, man, he really, like, obviously I think it's part of like the performance of them being in public, but they really cannot really talk well about themselves. They really go hard on themselves. And you're like, man, I hope he makes it. And he did. Another very interesting thing, his dad, and I had no idea, his dad was a Maegashira guy.
I discovered that too.
Yeah, and it's so good. And his father, who later went by Tsunenoyama, did go by Nishinoryu during his Juryo period. So I hope he makes Makuchi to get the Tsunenoyama name.
It's a cool shikona too.
It is a cool shikona. It's a very old, like the first kanji feels very old to me because I think like it comes from names like Hitachiyama, I think, uses that kanji. A previous chairman, Tsunenohana, used that kanji as well from the Wanoumi, which is the bigger, like Sakaigawa came off of the Wanoumi, so that makes sense why Nishinoryu is in Sakaigawa right now. But it's a Dewanomi, old Dewanomi kanji, and I think it would be nice to see it again. Same like a Fujinokawa, like with a river in his name that previously was very popular, and now there are really, I think, no other rivers other than in like family names, but not in formal shikona right now, other than Fujinokawa, which is very interesting.
Yeah. And like the new shikona of Ishizaki, Asasuiryu. Suiryu?
Suiryu. I have
trouble. It's so nice.
Like,
I never heard it. The Sui. I Suijin here. Yes, I heard it.
Yeah. But Suijin not, is. Yeah, it's very cool. I mean, it's like, very cool. I love it.
So, like, he took inspiration from us. We should sue.
Yes.
But like I you know, I don't look at Jonokuchi, Jonidan and Sondanme and barely Makushita, so I'm not familiar with that shikona, so that's that's kind of...
No, yeah, it is so cool.
Hoping he's gonna do also well because he is on the very lighter side. 113 kg. I think he's gonna be like the lightest. Ishizaki,
yes.
Yeah. So he's gonna be on the lightest side.
Yeah, it seems to be the genetic of their family, you know, like his brothers is the same.
They're average people. Just
Yeah, for they're average people, but for sumo they are light.
Yeah.
Let me see. Asakoryu is 1 to 3 kg. Yeah, so his brother's is even heavier and a little bit taller. Like a few centimeters taller. So Asasuiryu is even smaller than his brother.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And he's older, right?
A what? Suiryu?
Yeah.
No, 2 years younger.
Oh, okay. I thought he was the oldest one.
No. Sakoryu is the oldest.
I was thinking it was weird that he starts later than his...
No. What's interesting is that one brother, like Asakoryu, started in Sandame Tsukadashi, and now his brother is Makushita Tsukadashi. So that's very funny. Then we have two Ishizakis that use two different Tsukadashi systems.
Yeah. I mean, prove they are good, you know, despite the lack of size.
Yeah, and I think definitely a brotherly rivalry there.
Yeah. Just like Kotoheiho and Kotoshoho.
Exactly.
So, hoping he's going to join his brother in Makuchi.
I think he can.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. And with those big names up in Makuchi, it creates quite a vacuum for guys like Kitano Waka to jump back next Basho, I guess. Because he has Like, I say Kitanuaka because he comes back from injury and he's looking decent. So I guess every basho, he picks up more steam and just go backs at it.
Yeah, I guess. The thing is, Kitanuaka is a very mid wrestler.
Yeah, but he got the experience, and I think that's what get him luck. That what would get him lucky in Makushita, compared to, because if you look at the top 15, there's a few old timers, but it's mostly young guys
in top of Makushita.
That don't have that much, yeah. So that mm-hmm. that do not have that much experience. And,
yeah, it
I
is
guess,
interesting.
I guess we're gonna see a resurgence of Kitanowaka. Next basho.
I'm looking down through Makushita on this nifty little thing on Sumo TV that lets you see their total records plus their.
Sorry.
As far as Makushita goes, Fukuzaki is on the way up. He's only 16-5 total. There's Goshima is also 16-5.
Mm-hmm.
Going up, when Fukuzaki. Fukuzaki shooting coming up. It's ridiculous to see Asuna Oyama not on the okay, but it is what it is, I guess.
It is interesting.
Like, I don't like, he was an Ozeki. He's all the way down to Makushita.
And surprising how he's still kind of struggling, He, like a 5-2 in Makushita, like really?
Yeah,
right?
it was the nerves.
Must have been. There's no reason.
Let's be nice. I saw his first loss to. Remember who he lost to in the first in his third match, but it was clear he tried too hard and he just against Kotokuzan.
Mm.
And just Kotokuzan just pulled. And it was a dumb loss. And same for Kitanuaka. It was just a misplay.
Yeah, and Kitanuaka should have won against Dayamomi in this current state. But he lost against Dayamomi of all people. And wow, okay.
That, I think that cost him promotion.
No, certainly. That was the exchange. Like, he won against Shimonomi. But with how many people were going to get brought up, he needed to get a 5-2 so they could argue to demoting Shiden, probably they would have.
Or they would not have promoted Nishinoryu.
Oh yeah, they would have skipped him. Yeah, that's true. They would have skipped Nishinoryu because obviously Kitanuaka was above and with the same record, so they couldn't have promoted Nishinoryu. Yeah, that's totally, wow. That's crazy to think about.
So one loss, that's it. In Makushita, one loss means compared to
Makushita. You were talking about Ishizaki earlier. Why is he so high? Why is he so high? Being total, being kind of tall and on the light side. Because there's people further down that's 40-16. Say Hakuho. There's another one I've seen. Daikosho is 38-18. Any particular reasoning or wonderings as to why he's as far up? Did they just put him against the better? And he shot up the ranks that way?
So, why you think Ishizaki is so high up?
Yeah. He's seen, he's in an MS2.
Yeah.
35-14 total.
Yeah.
I've been Daikosho 38-18, but he's done in MS17. Say Hakuho, being 40. So it's where his matchup opponents just higher up.
If you're looking at number of wins, it's because it's not really a math. It's really when you lose at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Say Hakuho lost at the wrong time when he was in January. He got a 2-5, and going down is so much easier in sumo than going up, even with like at the exact same score. It depends on the whole banzuki around him and who he lost to in some cases. By say Hakuho getting that 2-5, his only makekoshi so far, it kind of stunted him. So even with, like, he was lucky that getting a 5-2 got him back to Makushita 28. But because he had that, like, that extra basho down, he had to, like, I think, mathematically prove himself more again, which is normal. He got a 5-2 now and Makushita 21. He's will make Juryo at some point. And the thing is you kind of have to get lucky at sometimes. Ishizaki, he gets that insane, like the 35-14, because he's been balancing 4-3s and 3-4 with 6-1s. So when he jumps a lot, and he was able to stop his fall just barely by like going 3-4 and then going 4-3. He stopped that momentum bringing him down, at least the way that I see it. And then getting a 6-1, and he got lucky to a 4-3 getting him to M2, and him winning the Juryo matches they placed him. He won versus Dayamami and versus Miyanakaze, which is certainly would have been a tiebreaker if he was competing for other promotions with less availability. But because the Juryo just sucked, he was able to put a 6-1, and it's just how it is. So I think seeing career totals doesn't really help when you're like looking at like you need to look at the environment in my view.
Oh yeah, I fully get it. Just like Goshima is 16-5, but he's in the like it's understandable.
Yeah,
and also the comparison between Seihakuho and Ishizaki. Seihakuho started lower than Ishizaki.
Yeah, Seihakuho, that's right. He started in Jonokuchi. Ishizaki has been a Makushita Tsukadashi, Makushita. So same thing, yeah.
So yeah.
Right, it doesn't show me timelines of when they came in and how long they've been in. It's a pretty skewed viewing, just looking at pure wins and losses and ranks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's
also, as far as that goes, Goshima's big.
Oh, yeah. Goshima's huge. He's very heavy.
I love Goshima. Yeah.
Like, he's 180 centimeters, 181 kilograms. That's he's big.
Yeah.
And he's a 22. It's insane.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He's 22. Despite him getting a 4-3 right now, I think we shouldn't panic really, because it's his first time in the Makushita Joy, in the top area of Makushita, and getting a Kachikoshi, his first time there, it's crazy.
If you look who he lost to, that's understandable.
He lost against Asanayama. He lost against Toseru,
who is also a veteran. And Kamito, who is a veteran, training with the Yokozuna, you know. What else can you ask? So yeah, there's a lot of young talents down in not down at the top of the Makushita. That's really gonna be exciting. I don't know if I talked about it early a few tournaments ago, a few episodes ago. But Isegahama Beya will have their Mongolian starting. I do not remember his name, but the guy who's been training with them and who everybody say he's a monster and he beats everyone.
Ah, yeah. He's gonna Ochil Saihan, I think that's his full name, but they just call him Ochil or Ochiru.
And he's been okay to start, so he's gonna do the school and then start. And so yeah, that's also one big name that I'm really eager to see go.
So, considering, like, do you think they may be keeping Asunoyama down there as a watershed hurdle? Like, so that way, like, you make sure that whoever gets up past them is at least of certain, like, certain caliber?
I mean,
that's something I would do.
Yeah, I mean, I wish back in the day he would not have been as punished as hard as he was, so he would not have fallen as far as he did. Because it was a waste, but it was honestly like the dumbest decision they made. But when you have a guy in Makushita losing to him, you cannot say the guy from Makushita, the young guy, is bad. He is. Asunoyama is still a monster. Well, a monster. An injured one.
He's. They could put him up into Juryo, sure. And he might do okay. But keeping him at the top of Makushita, like, that's a pretty. I don't know. That seems like a good idea as far as overall ability goes once you start going up into Juryo.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm going by previous, like, career ranks and stuff, and the only ones that really pop out are Asunoyama, Aqua, and Kiyomaru, and Enho. But, I mean, Enho is kind of obvious. He's tiny. And he hasn't changed his style, really, has he?
No. And the injuries have been piling on him also.
Yeah, he pulled out this time. It's
He keeps fighting to get that one last tournament in Juryo to be able to get a Kabu. It will never happen.
Right.
And honestly, unless every planet align and draw a perfect circle, that will not happen.
And so, if he's still going the way he was when he was in the upper ranks, man, maybe change stables. Like,
they cannot change stables. That's one thing, but also it has to come from them. You know, the changing of the style. It's nobody can force them to change, you know? So they have to have that strong maturity to be like, okay, what I'm doing does not work. I need to change.
And it's particularly hard because sumo is so quick. It's built on body reacting before you think. Like, I've done a few matches, obviously in an amateur setting, but even then, if you try and stop and think in the middle of the bout, you lose because you're frozen thinking, and in that millisecond, your opponent has done something and that you didn't even realize. So it's
right in the face.
Yeah. So it's like it's very hard for them to change their style if their body has just been conditioned to fight a certain way. Really hard.
Or as he goes, I mean, he's. Like, he's way too predictable. It's like, he's small. We know you're small. So, we know you're going to try and be quick and, like, scoot around. He tries to cut an angle and get on their side or something. It's like, man, do the thing that they are expecting you not to do, which is straight at them. And as soon as you hit, fucking twist and try and throw. Like use that initial class because they're not going to expect you to just, like, be that forward about it, because everything he does, he fucking bases goes around the side, tries to freaking there's, and then once you do that, once he's moving, man, if you're like Tikushima, 180 kilograms, and it was only 100, man,
yeah,
if you're already moving, you're gonna be that much easier to move. Like, if you're already, you know, and trying to dance around, you're gonna be that much easier to push out.
Yeah, and then whose thing was that he I think he's the modern small man. Like there wasn't, other than maybe Teru Tsuyoshi before him, but it was like he was really defining the way that small guys fight for his time. And so he was really, people did not know what to do with it. That's why he was able to get to Maegashira and stay there for a while. But people started catching on to not fall for his things. And that's when he started taking some big hits, getting injured.
And I mean, the bad thing is like when watching him train, you get guys who are, you know, 2.5 times his size who can barely push him. Like when he plants and they're doing the pushing exercises, like he don't move. It's not that he's not strong or has a weak base or anything. It's sad to see.
Like, I mean, yeah, it is. But with Matsui getting another Kachikoshi and continuing to go back up, I think we'll have another small man to root for very soon.
Right, and I mean, I mean, it would be cool to see someone small like that, but dude, small to me is like anything under 130-ish.
And I mean, Mita is not huge, and he's doing very well in Juryo.
That is true, yeah.
Like, Mita is closer to me than he is to most wrestler in size. Mita is closer to me than he is to most wrestlers in Juryo, so...
I do remember after watching some of the later days, what I said last time in the last episode I was on, Kojo Zakura, I'm almost positive his problem is none of, like, he doesn't train with anyone who like can move him once he plants. So that like how was it on the first couple days of doing, he just dipped his shoulder out and he just fell over. He's like watching him through the rest of the days. That seems to be a very, very common thing for him. That's not something he has happened to him often enough to warn him to move his legs.
Yeah, but I don't know, because it is still in a very good Heia. So to just have those problems, I guess it does stem from a training problem, but I guess it's also a very mental problem. Like, it just stays so much on the defensive. It just never finds an opening, and...
It may just be that he, you know, as you said, he doesn't have the reflexes for it yet. It's not ingrained enough. He's sitting there thinking while he's planted. Because I'm pretty sure that's what happened when he got swooped out and just fell flat on his face. It was like, what am I going to do? How can I, like, which way can I go? Where can I grab? What can you know? Because he's still on the younger side as far as I remember, yeah?
Yeah, he's 27. Yeah. Koto Zakura's 27.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it seems very much like that was the case for him. Is 670? Yeah, I would think he would be a little bit more mindful about it. But yeah, that's what it seems like to me was he doesn't. No one. I guess is his stable known for doing who was it who did it? That shoulder roll, wherein you've got the enemy, you just dip out from underneath it and drop them.
No idea.
I don't know.
My terminology is failing me right now.
Are you talking about the Katasukashi?
Katasukashi is a foot trip, right?
It's what Midori Fuji used to do a lot.
Are you talking about an exercise or a finishing move?
Like Kota's doctor is a day one loss. Yeah, it's like his day one loss. Yeah, and where he just dipped his shoulder and boop, down he goes.
Yeah, what was that?
Right,
move?
Right.
So is the stable that Kota's doctor trains at, do they, like, is that something they do often? Or is that, like,
I'm
one of
sure
the...
not, because the thing about Onishiki is how Onishiki is unpredictable, because he is so technical and, like, he likes fighting low. He likes getting low,
very
and
low.
That's his unique fighting style. It's just, like, it's impossible for... even for an Ozeki to get training against every single style and like every single type of wrestler that exists. So I think it's like sometimes the guy just gets a good plan, and he just used the position he was in to twist Koto Sakura down, and he just played into Onishiki's strengths rather than Kotozaku's strengths. But maybe next time he's able to make Onishiki stand up. We don't know. It's just, I think it's hard to say more about the training, because sumo training really is like, because it is divided by stables, it's really hard for them to train against other styles. And like,
right, that's what I mean, is like, knowing, I guess, from Kotozaku's stable, I guess they're not as much on the pole, because I guess that would be kind of what I'm seeing would be kind of on the pole. Because I mean, the other day, like as the days went on, his other losses, that was what I was looking for, was like, how much do you move your feet? When do you plant? When, like, because he doesn't move his feet enough. His footwork is his dump stat, apparently.
And like, Sato Katake is a very good, well, very good. He used to be a very good stable. He kind of lost a bit of star power in the last later years. But the thing is, Koto Sakura is an Ozeki. He shouldn't, like, you made it there. You won a Yusho. You shouldn't have that much trouble. Like, is it a lingering injury that we don't know about? Is it a fear of injury?
Right,
is blocking him. We had like Ichinojo. I don't know if you've been a fan for quite some time. We used to have a guy, Ichinojo. I'm a big fan of him. He was huge, like huge. He had like 50 kilograms on Koto Sakura. He was huge, but he would lose.
Yeah, you know lost. Ichinojo, right, Kuno?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, okay. He loved to end hole. I have fights of him losing to N-Hole, you know, and that was purely mental, because he was too afraid to move and to injure himself. And at the edge, he would lose. And I think Koto Sakura has a bit of that, you know. He just like to hold on to the guy until the guy is exhausting from holding on his mask.
Right.
And then he plays into his favor. But most guys are just strong enough to hold him and good enough to move him. And so he needs to change his whole mentality and how he fights, I guess. He needs to be more aggressive. And
I don't know if he's really... actively use his size and weight instead of passively. Because it does seem like he likes to sit out and, like, lean on and make his opponents carry him.
Yeah, and that's why he lost to Onishiki. Onishiki got low. Koto Sakura tried to fight it. And the thing is, with that much of a big body, when you go, you go. You know?
And the thing about sumo is, when you're locked up like that, when you are like neck on neck, head on head, usually who's above him, so literally like on top of the other guy, putting his weight on the other, isn't at an advantage, because the other is having to have a lot of strength holding the other guy up, because he himself will be crushed down. But what Onishiki did was he used that advantage that Koto Sakura thought he had and went down and messed up with Koto Sakura's knee and got him to twist down by also pulling.
It's a really smart play. It's
yeah.
It's it's basically like the best way I can explain it to is to doing jujitsu is or like wrestling, like in the spot that he was in, he was honestly he was just absolutely lined up to do a beautiful single leg, and which is all you do because if you're gonna lean on me and you're gonna have your weight forward, not centered in your like in your hip, all I gotta do is just move and mm-hmm. you'll fall flat because all your weight's forward. And I mean passively using that does work. I mean in my second cage fight, I like you don't realize how fucking tiring it is to have someone have their shoulder in your stomach and pushing you into the cage. Like, oh,
that's gotta dude, be tough.
It's fucking ridiculous. The guy I was fighting was like fucking 7 inches shorter than me, and like he was a little bit heavier, but it fucking felt like he was twice my weight. Like, just leaning into me, and like I couldn't get off the fence because. He was pressed into me. Like, making someone carry your weight does work, but as an Ozeki man, you shouldn't lose to something as simple as here, just let me slip out from under you.
Yeah, and the thing is, Aonishiki cannot, like, it's great to see, and I love to see a good Uchimoto. Like, Aonishiki is a great, great, great technician, but he's gotta be really smart when he uses it, because yeah. We saw it so many times with Oshoryu trying too hard to go for a certain move,
mm-hmm.
and you just end up getting countered and getting injured. He's gotta mix that basic sumo and pull tricks. That's why his master was really good at Aonishiki. He was really good at doing this.
And basically any combat sport, really, a lot of people don't give enough credence or weight to just outright aggression.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, just, I'm going to bowl over you. And that's, like, ifs, ands, or buts about it. And that's, especially in sumo, that's, man. Alcohol. Here, boop boop. Let me put you right out. Like, I don't need you. Don't need to think about it. That's personally why I like Oshi Specialist the most. Like that, because I was a lineman, so I did pass blocking, and that's really all Oshi centric stuff is basically pass blocking. Like, arms out and keep them back. Use your hands and push them out that way. Like, it would be nice if you see more people do that.
But, I'm a fan of good belt wrestling and throws. So like,
throws the highlight reel.
Yeah, but like, I see what you mean. Like, Ono Sato is just so good at just like blasting the tachi ai and getting the guy to fly in the people. That's nice. That's always nice to see.
Yeah, like. I also the other thing I've noticed too is there. It seems in general, as far as Matsuchi goes, I need to go back and look at Durio's. Tachi eyes are a lot softer. It seems like the average tachi eye is a lot less impactful.
You think?
Like, I have, who is it? Mitakeyumi?
Mitakeyumi was never known to have a strong tachi eye.
Yeah, I mean, with Mitakeyumi, his silhouette was almost a circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, most wrestlers are quite a circle.
I mean, he was quite literally almost an actual circle. He was a baby face. I think he changed his name when he got Ozeki. Was it Mitakeyumi?
No.
All right.
I mean, No, the only one around that changed his name was Kirishima and Kotozakura when they got to Ozeki. Mitakeumi didn't change, Shodai did not change.
Well, I think he was going to change if he got Yokozuna to his grandfather's name.
That's Kotozakura.
No. Yeah, no. Not him. Yeah, I think it was Mitakeumi. Yeah, he was brown, but when they come off, they don't. There's far less of an oomph when they hit now.
I mean,
Maybe it's just because.
I think it's partly a bias to like good matches get stored more and get and like past matches from like decades ago, the good ones pass on to us. And now that we're getting that we're living in the moment, and all sumo that we have is during a day is like that day of sumo. I think we just tend to see all the more average matches instead of only the outstanding ones that survive the time and the memory of people. Because I definitely forgot, like, let me get a random match, like a fucking Mitakeumi Takanosho from day eight. Like, I don't know how the match was because that didn't stick to my mind because it wasn't that good. But, like,
Yeah.
Fujinokawa Minoru Fuji, that was amazing, you know?
Oh,
So
yeah, that was a hell of a
I
good
think
match.
our minds also, and like how the internet works, that you save things and like that they get shared, like the good stuff.
Right.
I think we're just being fed more of the continuous average stuff, and we only look back and we see only the greats, you know, only the great
Yeah.
Chiyonofuji Fuji matches, only the great Taiho matches, you know, and I think it's just like, I think the wrestlers are just, they're athletes. They will use more of their power if there's something on the line. I wouldn't probably use all my energy on a day two match when I've already got one win, you know?
Right. I mean, like I said, it's maybe the maybe it's because the it seems the average size is coming down a bit. Not weight, certainly, like the general size. There's more
Which I'm happy to see,
there's more
by the way.
body cells like Waka Taka Kage, which he's I man they're not near as round and big in general. Like some the you know maybe it's you don't blast off at Itachi because you're you know the general mindset is now is it's better to be to blast off at 80% instead of 100 because people are more likely to try and move around you. Like they try and step around to secure a better grip or something like that.
Maybe
And
I think it's hard to say how strong a tachi is when they are able to resist other tachi, so you don't really see them moving a bunch, or even if the sound doesn't show how strong properly how the tachi was. I in my mind, Waka Taka Kage in particular has been a really strong tachi-er. He gets low and he just blasts off. In my mind, that has been
He's
Waka
like
Taka Kage.
a spear. When he
He
goes well,
is,
he's like
and I think like it's
a spear.
just, I think it just depends a lot. I don't
On
think
the
it's a,
opponent.
I don't even know if it exists, and if it does, I don't know if it's a problem, especially because now they may be more worried about not having a fucking aneurysm age 35, you know,
Yeah,
Right.
I mean,
after continuously bashing
I'm
their
kind
heads, you
of
know.
glad. Yeah,
Right.
if
Like
Tachi gets softer, I don't mind at all. But a good strong touchy eye, like when Takayasu used to go like the big oomph, that was always fun to see. But you know, if they go a bit softer and you know the
Right. It's like
fights nicer.
I'm totally happy going softer if they're not fucking literally headbutting each other.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I like to see a good
With cat.
chest into a belt grip right away. Rather than what, you know, Kotoshoho used to do, Takakeisho, when he would just ram people with his head, every time I was like,
I mean,
ouch.
the thing is, since I came from football in the way, I talk to you is just like a snap to me. I like it's and I would I almost never used the 3-point stance. I would only do it on certain plays, on like pull plays or something. I would almost always, especially if I was on the DM, like nose guard, I would go 4-point stance every time. Like, there's no reason not to. You come off lower, you come off faster, you come off harder. And like the thing, like the first thing they teach you is you put your chin under their chin, and like you use your, like you use the face mask, you use your head. So like I would be like that, like on Itachi, I'm gonna try and put my forehead on the bottom of your chin.
Mm-hmm.
Good? Yes. Well, like concussions, probably. Like it's not. I wind up like a high, like the I've got it. I made a gif of it of fucking Haruho slapping that dude and knocking him out. Like, because he came, like that's how he came off, was head first and just got slapped and was out. Like, there's I'm okay if they're coming down just because the average skill level comes up. It's you know, we don't see people bounce off of each other anymore.
Yeah.
as a common thing.
Yeah, and, well, I think maybe why as well. It's just that we are at a level where I am in the field of opinion that we are at an era that the overall skill level of the wrestlers is overall, as a median, better than it was in the Hakuho era. Because I think in the Hakuho era, because Hakuho was just so good, a lot of people that weren't that good just stayed in the shadow but still were able to thrive. I think right now that anybody can be a winner, as shown by Koto Shoho last week.
Absolutely, yeah.
They are fighting more their own style. I think they're fighting more with the eye on the prize, just because of how this era seems to be shaping to be a very competitive one, where you do not know who will be the winner on day 15, you know? Even with Onosato on the line.
And there is not a huge black hole that sucks every victory,
mm-hmm.
despite your best.
Right.
You know, that's I think we're gonna see a lot of great things, and I'm kind of pissed that I see a lot of Oshoryu hate, like they push too early. No, like chill out. He's gonna be okay. He needs to shake his ass a little bit, but he's not the worst.
He didn't get Yokozuna by accident.
Yeah, exactly. You do not get it by accident.
You can say it's you know, he's 1-4 and then dropped out. Especially once you get to Yokozuna, it's there's more on the line. There's a far greater detriment to them. Should they, you know, if he would have stayed in and went, you know, 10-4 or 11-4, that's way worse than backing out.
Yeah, especially if he's actually if he has an injury.
Right. I don't know. I'm on the fence with him. He's not, like, he doesn't really necessarily stand out, but he also doesn't fade in the background. He's right in the middle, but yeah, no one's over 200 kilograms. Like, no one's, there's only a couple who are close, and it's mainly 180s. Like, so, okay, the general way is, you gotta be more technical. No one's huge anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and just, you know, coast on size alone.
Which is good. I kind of like the fact that we get less.
It makes for more interesting matches, for sure. Yeah,
totally.
Because that was one of the problems with Enho, was he had fucking numerous people who were just too massive to do anything about.
Yeah.
Like. So what if you get around his size? He's fucking 230 kilograms. Like, you can't, they're so big you can't even get your hip underneath them to throw them. Like,
yeah, and then that's why we see guys like Kirishima gunning for Ozaki, Wakata Kakage gunning for Ozaki. You have Midori Fuji, Asakoryu, Fujinokawa, Toki Hayate in the top division, even in a smaller degree, right at the bottom, but still, like, in the top division. And one thing that I kind of wanted to close it all on was how, like, during the Teru no Fuji reign, Juryo was so much more exciting because you had so many more experimenting wrestlers there. But at the end of his career, we were getting these new guys coming up and, like, this interesting new shows appearing, Koshoryu getting Ozaki and stuff like that, you know?
Which is why I say maybe they're keeping Asano Yama down there to be, like, to act as a barrier. Like, minimum requirement barrier.
Well, I doubt it. I don't think they are conspiring. I think they're happy if Asano Yama ends up doing it, but I don't think it's their plan. I think that's a little bit like conspiracy of an idea. I don't think they really care what Asano Yama is doing.
I guess that's often what happens. You know, the once great, when they fall back down, they act as a test, and as a very good test for the new guys when they are lower. But I don't think you can really say the association is putting
as
a plan.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise if they had something of that kind of mindset, but the thing I was going to say earlier was, man, I wonder what it's like stable-wise, considering their hierarchy.
Oh, that has to be complicated.
It has to be complicated, and I think that's enough for filling another whole episode on, like, what if Asano Yama is actually a robot, and he's actually been playing with a mini Enho inside of him all the time? Who knows?
That, you know, maybe that's part and parcel of why he's not going anywhere, like why he's not rising. He's too busy making the Jonko.
Maybe. Well, we'll maybe discuss this on next week, where we will have even less sumo stuff to talk about, because we're going to be fully dry until the Banzuka drops again, or RTY. This tournament for RTY ends, and we're going to be able to talk about what has happened on RTY wise. I have been Kaitetsu, and I have been joined by Kuno Usagi and Tamanosaro.
Bye bye.
Cool. I'll see you all next week, guys. Bye bye.